T-minus 57. Ford McCarthy Residence, Birchwood, Colorado. Sacco, are you there or not? Dan asked, demanding an answer with a loud vocalization.
I am here, Sacco confirmed. I am sorry. I am here.
Here, for Sacco, was currently right next to both Boone and Kajil in the data analysis division of their planet's Sector Zero. The room was fairly new to him, to the extent that his first thought upon entering was that its layout had more than a little in common with rooms which served similar purposes on Earth. So what's wrong? Tara asked, very plainly. Although she was the first of the humans to explicitly voice her assumption that something was wrong, she was certainly not alone in knowing that it was the case. Sacco never hesitated like this, and it was particularly surprising that he was doing so, having been the one who called the group together for an urgent interplanetary conference call. Sacco gathered himself one last time, taking a slow breath and looking again, just once more, to confirm with his own eyes that the data really was telling him what he was about to tell his friends on Earth. Without them and their brave willingness to cross the gateway between Sanctuary and New Kerguelen, this data wouldn't have existed. Sacco knew this perfectly well, and his persistent hesitation was in no part down to a desire to keep them in the dark. Rather, it resulted from his own unease about the implications of what their journey had brought to light and his doubts as to whether right now, while they were dealing with problems on Earth just as he was dealing with problems closer to home, was the best time to tell them. The primary reason he had opted to make the call to share this data, after carefully mulling over his options, came from another piece of data Kajil had gathered. That data, from the mothership's logs, beamed down to the surface as soon as Leisha piloted the craft back through the gate, revealed that one fewer human had made the return trip than had set out. Sacco didn't know for sure what had happened, but the acuity of the mothership's atmospheric management data made clear that the human left behind was Billy Kendrick. Had it been anyone else, Sacco would have been absolutely sure that something had gone horribly wrong. What he knew of Billy, however, from a good deal of exposure to the trustworthy and discovery-driven man over recent years, prevented any such certainty when thinking specifically about him. With Billy Kendrick still on Sanctuary, and possibly still alive, Sacco had no ethical choice but to break the news. Among countless other effects of the reality he had just become aware of, some of which would potentially be much further reaching, he sadly knew that recovering Billy from the other side of the gate might already be impossible, and could become decisively so if much more time was allowed to pass. At Sacco's side, the now unbound Kajil gave him a rather firm nudge to encourage him to get the words out. Both he and Boone were somewhat frustrated by Sacco's last-minute hesitation and could only imagine how much more acutely Leisha and the humans were feeling this, given that they didn't know what he was going to say. Kajil would have taken it upon himself to blurt out his remarkable findings for their benefit if he had been able to do so. But neither he nor Boone were communicatively linked to Leisha in the distance-slaying manner that his close partner Sacco was. But while he was far too far from Earth to break the news himself, Kajil had certainly been close enough to hurry things along with his physical intervention. Okay, Sacco said, not perturbed by this uncouth act of insubordination as the onlooking Boone had feared he might have been.
Leisha, Dan, Tara, the issue is with the gate. Kajil's data shows something we could never have anticipated, and the only reason I'm sharing it with you now is that it might have grave and urgent implications for Billy, if he is still alive, that is.
He is, Dan replied, taking it upon himself to talk back directly to Sacco, even though he was hearing every word of his side of the conversation through Leisha. Leisha is going back to get him either tomorrow night or the next day, once Billy gets to see the face of a giant statue. Oh yeah, you might not know any of this. Do you know much about Sanctuary from the data, Sacco? What kind of data is it? Do you know we found another race of small, friendly aliens who think we are their gods, but who were really put there by the architects when their original home world was in trouble? We're taller, with longer heads than them, so it seems like some wires got crossed and—
Dan, Leisha cut him off. There is a time for all things, and this is not the time for those. Sacco is dealing with a lot just as we are, and the things we can tell him about Sanctuary are not truly urgent. Now, Sacco, Everything Dan says is true. I promised Billy that I will return for him, and a promise I make is a promise I keep. So please, tell me what the observational data has revealed.
A few final seconds of mental silence circled, the last anyone present would experience before their understanding of the universe itself would be changed forever. Closing his eyes, Sacco returned at last to the sentence he had tried and failed to force out a few minutes earlier. He swallowed away all doubt, and this time managed to get it all across before he had time to second-guess himself again, with only the briefest of pauses at the punchline.
We are absolutely certain of what I'm about to tell you, with three entirely distinct data sources leading us to the conclusion. Friends, Kajil noticed something remarkable in the computational logs, and from there we have verified and re-verified the incredible findings. The key readings which led us to this discovery, found within an ordinarily mundane series of computational logs, undeniably point. Well, they undeniably point to two instances of temporal displacement. Once when you crossed the gate to Sanctuary, and once when you crossed on the way back to New Kerguelen.
Silence of a kind no one had ever known met Sacco's revelation. Dan, for his part, was sure he must have misunderstood.
Temporal displacement? He echoed. You mean?
Yes, Sacco said. Dan, we are certain beyond any doubt that the gateway did not merely transport you across an unknown expanse of space, as the familiar gate between our respective home worlds does every time we cross it. Remarkably, but definitively, the gateway between New Kerguelen and Sanctuary is not just a portal to another place. It is a portal to another time.